Daring and Disruptive. Written and read by Lisa Messenger.
4. Let curiosity be your guide. There has probably never been a better time to be an entrepreneur. Individuality, innovation, disruption, and the notion of pushing boundaries in a clever, respectful way is no longer accepted, but expected. It's the new norm, and entrepreneurs are the new heroes, nimble, adaptable, and unbridled, running wildly towards their goals while their competitors watch in awe and at times fear. And for those of us with a penchant for that crazy, wildly rewarding way of life, we couldn't be happier. There are many traits intrinsic to entrepreneurs. One of the more forgotten and even undervalued qualities is their innately curious nature. I've come to learn that curiosity is, above all, the most important resource you have at your disposal. Take Lisa, for example. When Lisa and I first met, we were on opposite sides of the world. She was browsing the shelves of a Byron Bay bookstore and a book dropped off the shelf and landed on the floor. It happened to be one of mine, and Lisa being Lisa, a curious cat by nature with a delightful rebellious side, couldn't resist flicking through a few pages before taking a copy home. She later told me how it unfolded. Her brain fired immediately. She loved what she was reading, and without me knowing it, we had an instant connection. The more Lisa read, the more she thought, "Who is this guy? He talks just like I do. He thinks just like I do. I need to make contact." Inspired, she did what every gutsy entrepreneur does and got in touch, and we've kept in touch ever since. Nearly 30 years ago, I was a rebel boutique hotelier disrupting the big chains who would eventually follow in my footsteps and create their own boutique hotels. I had huge success until the world was shaken by 9/11, and on the back of that, new companies like Priceline and Expedia started to completely change how people shopped for hotel rooms. Happily, I'm once again in the disruptor chair at Airbnb, where I'm head of global hospitality and strategy. This home-sharing startup, which was founded by Brian Chesky, Joe Gabaya, and Nathan Blacharskik, is now valued more than the Hyatt Hotels and the Intercontinental Hotels Group. I can categorically say it's a lot more fun to be a disruptor than the disrupted. Lisa knows a thing or two about disrupting too. She shook up the book publishing industry years ago, and now with The Collective magazine, she's challenged and reinvigorated a tired trade. I have no doubt that she'll continue to disrupt for decades to come, and hopefully, after working your way through her wise words in this book, you'll be ready to disrupt in your own way too. The best advice I can give you is to always have a beginner's mind, to remember that in business we are all human, to seek endlessly, to never stop asking the most powerful question of why, to ensure you are making a positive difference in the world with whatever path you choose, and to let a curious nature be your trusted compass. Good luck on your journey. Chip Connolly, founder, Je Devrie Hospitality, and head of global hospitality and strategy, Airbnb.